listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. This week,
Peace Talk with the Tundra Women's Coalition.
Good morning and welcome to Peace Talk. I'm Gabby Salgado here with Taylor Finley. We are talking about
the Wake Up Conference and just kind of looking at our Teens Acting Against Violence group, what they've been doing this year and what we're doing for the rest of the summer.
Awesome. Well, let's start with TAV and what you guys have been doing this year. Teens Acting Against Violence is an after-school program that does really great stuff in the community and as a community themselves. Can you tell us a little bit about, maybe let's start with like the history of TAV and move up to what you guys have been doing this year. And I hear you have a new building.
Yeah. Okay. So we can definitely start with the beginnings of TAV. So on Peace Talks, we talk all the time about violence prevention and how we reduce rates of violence in our community. And back in the 90s, TWC, alongside many people in the statewide sort of violence victim services and domestic violence, sexual assault services, were like, what is the best way? You know, like, what can we do as a collective effort? And we really honed in on this concept of focusing on youth, youth empowerment, youth education, peer education between youth, and several different groups sort of spawned out of this idea that the best way to prevent violence is to empower community leadership in young people and listen to their voices and have the youth guide what we want the future to look like. So in the mid to early 90s, Teens Acting Against Violence was formed, and it's called Teens Acting Against Violence because at the beginning we were doing like little skits, like improvisational examples of types of healthy relationships. So our youth were performers, they were educators, they were community leaders. And over time, that's progressed to look a lot of different ways. Since the beginning of TAV, a lot of legislature at the state level has sort of dictated what violence prevention and personal body safety curriculum looks like. Those are Breeze Law and Aaron's Law. So before, when TAV started, there wasn't sort of like a statewide curriculum with exact information about things like age of consent or like how to report certain instances of violence. And so as sort of the state moved forward and TAV continued to evolve, we ended up developing less like acting improv and more like presentation style information, always centering on violence prevention and healthy relationships. And sort of as TAV progressed from the 90s to now, different issues within that violence prevention umbrella have sort of been the focus. For a long time, TAV youth were presenting on like sexual health and wellness, talking about how to prevent STIs, how to prevent pregnancy. For a very long time, LGBTQIA2S+, community and violence prevention within that highly marginalized group has been a focus. TAV made the first Pride Parade happen in, I guess we're 7 years ago now, 2018 or 19. Housing and homelessness have been a huge focus. Like all of these sort of intersections where we see higher rates of violence in Indigenous communities, in queer communities, in people experiencing housing or resource instability. Over time, the leaders in TAV really bring their own perspective and help us guide how we use these sort of state-dictated information sets to teach other people in schools across the YK Delta and inform like what projects we're working on together. So my last thing about TAV history is I think that investing in youth and youth leadership and listening to youth voices is the most powerful way to affect change, right? I was just talking with our director, Eileen, this morning, and I said something to the effect of, we as adults, we like think in the now, you know, we live in the moment, but youth, they so much more easily and presently think in the future. And in following that pathway and empowering those voices as experts in their own experience is the best way that we can support the movement and see change happen in the future. So listening to teens, and then when you invest in young people and help them develop skills and help give them supports, then when they are adults, they have the ability to do the same. I say it all the time, my favorite thing about TAV is the reciprocity. Like TWC gives into the program and then the members of TAV give back to their community. I think at TWC, we have like 4 or 5 former TAV members on our staff. Some are my age in their 30s. Some are much older. Some just finished TAV a couple of years ago. So seeing sort of like the investment in community means that the community invests back and that there's just this beautiful cycle of teaching and learning that can happen between young people, older generations, youth, adults. Like this, it's not one way learning that's happening. We all can teach each other something. And I think that's a beautiful core to the way we go about violence prevention in Bethel.
Yeah, that's amazing. Having worked with a lot of the TAV
coordinators,
with the coordinators as well, like to see that they came from this wonderful organization, but to working with a lot of the youths on projects with TWC and projects with KYUK, they're all such like strong leaders and they mm-hmm. care so much about community. And I mean, you've said it, I've said it, the violence prevention work at TWC with TAV, I see it in my everyday now and watching these like young Bethel people become like strong leaders in their community mm-hmm. through this organization. And, you know, like I've traveled with them before and to see how awesome they are with all these other like strong leaders,
mm-hmm.
strong youth leaders around Alaska. It's really great to see.
Amazing. Yeah. I did want to, at some point, you have a lot of lead on experience. We could talk a little bit about lead on.
Absolutely.
That would be great.
Absolutely. We'll get to the conferences because you have one coming up this week. You are currently, we're pre-recording this, and while this is airing, Taylor is currently in Dillingham
mm-hmm.
For a youth conference. And so we'll touch on that, and we'll touch on Lead On and all the great work that the TAV kids do outside mm-hmm. of Bethel. But can you tell us a little bit about what you guys have been up to this past year
mm-hmm.
And how things will look going forward, especially with your new building, which I'm excited to talk about.
Yeah, for sure. So TAV, we always say super, super busy. I would say the sort of 3 main areas that we work in. Every year, sort of, we have a different group of youth, and we always start off the school year by sort of gauging what people are interested in. Like last year, we played a lot of Dungeons and Dragons. This year, we're playing a lot of like sports and stuff. It just kind of depends on like the interests of the kids, what direction our day-to-day activities take. But our key focus is we're always doing lots of subsistence, cultural, and like outside active activities. We have the pleasure and privilege to work with Stacy, our, I'm trying to remember her title, healing and wellness coordinator. And so we're able to use TWC's boat to go fishing, moose hunting, berry picking. They made Gusbox last year with Stacy. And so we're really excited to be able to provide those free opportunities for the youth to like be the drivers of the experience and perhaps learn if they haven't. Or what I really love is seeing the youth be the teachers. You know, for someone like me who doesn't have a ton of experience in subsistence activities, I've learned pretty much everything I know from either Stacy or TAV kids, which is amazing. So really focusing on that portion. And then as TAV has always been a sort of peer education style group, we do focus on how to talk about issues that pertain to violence prevention. This last year, we worked with KYUK a lot to produce public service announcements, We did one on consent and what that looks like. We did one on mental health and wellness and what teens want adults to know about their challenges with mental health. We're working on one right now. I think we're actually filming this month on bullying and like the teen perspective on what bullying looks like and what they want to see done about it. Really focusing on that education piece and giving teens the opportunity to, you know, write their own scripts, to act in these PSAs that then are spread throughout the state. They were featured in a big statewide campaign where there were like YouTube ads, Instagram ads. I think they were on a few channels statewide, and then all through February with it, which is teen dating prevention and teen dating violence prevention and awareness month, our PSAs ran at KYUK on the radio and on TV, and really focusing on the ways that our youth leaders get to lift up their voices and show us what prevention looks like and how we can effectively make change. We're also really using that sort of platform to work with the teens to develop sort of better online resources for people in the Delta, for in the YK Delta. A lot of the statewide materials that are produced are really beautiful, wonderful informational stuff. But what we've sort of noticed, both the teens and the staff at TWC, is that the more regionally specific, the more ad campaigns or information campaigns reflect the people, the places of the area you're trying to affect change in, the better. For example, when we worked on the PSAs I mentioned, the PSAs from Anchorage or from Sitka, you know, they're showing that wildlife, they're showing those B-roll of different, you know, of the mountains and stuff. And there's nothing that the youth were seeing that like looked like them or looked like where they were from. And so even just having our teens pictured in the campaigns and having, you know, the scenes take place on the boardwalk or on the tundra or at the seawall, showing them in schools in the village, for example, like seeing people like, oh, that's at Pinky's Park or that's wherever, like the way it drums up engagement and interest has really, really been interesting. And having the teens' ideas of like what would draw your attention, what makes you pay attention, and having it be so focused on here in Bethel or throughout the region is something that we're excited to continue to develop over time, really using those statewide resources and making them apply specifically to what we see here and in Bethel and in the region.
I mean, yeah, that makes total sense. When we were working on the healthy relationship videos that mm-hmm. we did a few years ago to replace the ones, or to update rather than replace, to update the ones from the 90s, early 2000s, mm-hmm. It was really important that those scripts were written by the students, and I mean, with the support of the staff at TWC, but also like acted by mm-hmm. The students, because those videos get taken to mm-hmm. to villages, to communities, and shown to youth there, and it's so important that people see themselves reflected in these learning materials to understand, or not necessarily to understand, but to relate more to mm-hmm. these kind of things. So with the healthy relationships and with the PSAs, to have them voiced and acted by the TAV kids, by people in the community, I think it really helps, you know, bring that message home.
Yeah, and I think it makes it relevant for people. Like, there's so many logistic things that, like, if something doesn't apply to you, you kind of tune out, like, oh, this isn't for me. Yeah. So when we're taking state-developed curriculum that maybe is, you know, we do lists of relationship scenarios, you know, so like we have like your partner tells you you did a good job at sports. Is that healthy, unhealthy, or abusive? Telling your partner you do a good job is healthy. Many of those scenarios were really like road system specific. It's like you're on the bus to school. It's like, okay, well, if you're in the village, you're not on a bus for school. So automatically people that we're having like talking with, they're like, oh, this isn't for me. They didn't think about me or my situation or my hometown when this content was developed. And we've like lost them and they've checked out. So a lot of having the teens help us, some of these really awesome resources, just adapting them a little bit, changing a few words, changing the vocabulary, the way that the sentences are structured, you know, making it sound like, look like, feel like something that is relevant, both makes people feel considered and seen. And, you know, the engagement is so much higher using those new healthy relationship videos. I still go into classrooms and people are like, oh, it's this kid. Oh, I know him. He's from, and it's really, really awesome. Compared to before we had those videos, it's sort of just like another thing, another class, another whatever, and getting past that whatever by getting folks engaged and excited, seeing themselves. It's the best. I'm excited for more and more.
Absolutely. And then TAV isn't, I mean, this work is very important, but as we've talked about a lot on Wellness Wednesday, it's, you know, violence prevention isn't just direct violence prevention. Yeah. And so we, you know, we have these PSAs, we have these healthy relationship videos, but TAV does so much more that that is violence prevention, from helping out with the haunted house to helping put together the Pride Parade and the, and the Pride programming to...
We always help kids decorate cookies at Winterfest. TAV gets to help young children who are staying in shelter get to do subsistence activities. Like, they really do get to be community members. They helped with a subsistence food drive after the typhoon last year. Like, they, violence prevention is anything that's not violent, as we say. So both getting to do lots of fun stuff, like we're having a sleepover, or we will have had a sleepover on Friday, getting to do fun kid things in a safe, monitored and violent, non-violent setting with safe, trusted adult mentors. Like, having a free space to do something fun is just as important to violence prevention as having violence prevention specific materials that reflect you, as being able to be a community leader and learn to identify problems and choose solutions to impact those. Like, all three of those methods of violence prevention build stronger communities and help individuals build skills, help communities to develop supports, and helps to reduce those rates of violence over time. So I feel like our job is so wild, working with TAV. Like, one day, you know, last week I had to find out the cheapest way to order super soakers in bulk. And then I'm editing the script on anti-bullying. And then we're making a meal plan for the 25 kids that are going to be at this conference. And then I'm learning how to play a board game because somebody couldn't remember the rules. And then I'm like, it's so fun to follow their interests and to help and support and to just like be someone's hype and yes person, because that sort of support and unconditional, you know, space to learn and grow is just, it's so powerful.
Absolutely. And the kids, the youth, they love it all. They want to be these leaders who are talking about healthy relationships, who are making these PSAs. They take a leadership role in that, but then they also, you know, are gonna tie-dye shirts with water guns. And
we've been really into Capture the Flag. Like, they want to play.
Capture the Flag is one of the greatest
games
in the world.
It's amazing to watch them have fun. Like, it feels like such a win every time we help plan an activity and they enjoy it.
They're having fun, but they're being leaders and they're creating these great spaces for community. TAV is really cool.
I am obsessed with TAV. It's my favorite part of my job, hands down.
And then this year, you've also just like grown in numbers significantly, which is awesome to see. Which means you got a new space.
Yeah. We, in the past, TAV has gotten really big, but because it's a JV volunteer position, because there's been, you know, like, staffing is always difficult. We've had like a really solid staff for a while now, and we're seeing our numbers go from like between 3 and 7 regularly to between 10 and 15 regularly. So, like, big group of young people who they were the ones who were sort of like, we're out of room, fam. Like, this little conference room at TWC won't cut it. Like, we can't all get up and walk around. There aren't enough chairs, kind of thing. So the Violence Prevention Coalition, which is housed at TWC and that I chair, includes tons of community partners like KYUK, like the library, like ONC, all across town. All people who sort of have a toe in prevention, we meet together to develop solutions and empower people who are, you know, looking to reduce violence. All together, we went to the city and were able to reopen the teen center. So TAV has been meeting on Mission Drive at the teen center, where there's so much more space than our one little conference room. And now the snow is melted, so we get to use the playground. There's tetherball. There's so many craft supplies. Just since being in there, we've made signs for the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Peoples Walk. We've made signs for the Child Abuse Prevention Walk. We've played, like I said, so much Capture the Flag and so much tetherball. Today, we're starting a little flower garden. Like, it has been such a blessing to have access to space, access to tools, let young people guide what they're interested in, what they want to learn about. And those interests, you know, they become tools that you have in your toolkit as an adult. What is regulating? What is fun? What brings joy? Like, being, having this safe space and freedom to develop that in yourself at a young age prepares you to be able to use those all throughout your life. So it's really, really awesome.
That is great. And next time you play Capture the Flag, please invite me.
We'll give you a call.
I love like a strategy game outside where you have to like plan to sneak around people. Mm-hmm.
They also love playing Among Us IRL, which I had not played before. And they're like, Taylor, you have to make us up tasks. And I was like, what are you talking about? So I like, I've played Among Us. I'm not that old.
But I have not played Among Us.
I had to like look it up and was like, okay, what are we doing? So I'm like, okay, you go sort these marbles by color and you go dig a hole outside. I don't know. It's really fun. And just literally, we couldn't do that before because at TWC, there's a lot of confidential stuff happening. We can't just wander and be loud and be free and have as much fun in that really confined space. So Teen Center has been amazing. And we are hoping this summer to have some totally open hours for teens to use the center. So not just TAV for violence prevention, like education stuff, but we are hoping throughout the summer we're going to open on Fridays for a free teen movie afternoon.
And I believe there's like Teen Wednesdays.
Yeah, with the library in the month of June, all teens are welcome to come every Wednesday afternoon in June. We have a different summer reading themed activity. I believe we're going to be doing some tie dyeing, some keychain making. We're going to do a movie night. I think we're having a karaoke night. Lots of really, really fun stuff at Teen Center where you can come and meet TAV, but you don't have to necessarily be a part of TAV. Everyone is welcome. Everyone is welcome to join TAV. It's just at some point I run out of room in the van, so drop offs take a little longer.
Well, that's amazing. TAV is a really great program, and
Follow us on social media. We're just about to announce a like total rebrand that the kids designed, and we're really trying to get all of our events, all of the activities on Facebook, on Instagram, eventually on TikTok, and also all of our education materials. So please, please follow TAV at Teens Acting Against Violence on Instagram and Teens Acting Against Violence on Facebook. Check us out. The kids are doing an awesome job creating content for that.
Amazing. And then you guys also have the opportunity to attend conferences.
Mm-hmm.
There's this Dillingham conference coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about this conference and the role that the teens will be playing there?
Absolutely. So we mentioned a little bit earlier Lead On, which is the statewide youth leadership conference that's been going on for 13 or 14 years now, that is hosted by the Alaska Network on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. Gabby's been 5 or 6 times now. I've been 3 or 4 times now. It's been that many, right?
I think so. And that's kind of wild.
But it is this like statewide meeting where youth groups like TAV all come together and sort of all share out. and then work together to brainstorm ideas of like what future projects can look like, of what the current needs are. And it's always so amazing to go to Lead On and have our local teens interact with people very different from them and people just like them. It's just such a wonderful experience. And that happens every October usually. And TAV used to have a sort of Bethel and regionally specific teen conference, but over the years, due to funding and staffing change, we lost our regionally specific youth conference. Well, a couple months ago, the person who does the same kind of job as me at SAFE in Dillingham, that's, of course, I've forgotten their acronym. I can't remember. Anyway, SAFE in Dillingham, which is the TWC counterpart in Dillingham, Greg down there was like, what if we do a Southwest specific Lead On? And we were like, no, that's an idea. Right now, TAV is the only sort of peer education focused group that does those in-school presentations, that does like really specific, like organized community building. A lot of the other teen programs in the area are a little bit more just like drop-in hangout, which is half of TAV, definitely. But the folks in Dillingham reached out because they've seen what great teen leaders TAV is and said, could you come and teach us? Would you come help us develop a program like TAV? Can you show us your educational materials, what you present in schools? Can we work on a project together? So that's sort of how the idea started. And right now, the groups participating are from King Salmon, Bethel, and Dillingham. You know, this is just year one. So keeping it small, you know, we're going to have 2 full days of workshops and shares where, you know, we'll be sharing foods from each of our homes. We'll be sharing crafts from each of our homes, like both beading. And I think the leaders from King Salmon are bringing some furs that they might want to sew. But we're also doing like a Mario Kart tournament. Like it's a huge mix of like everyone's bringing what they love and enjoy and gets them engaged in this work to then focus on some serious topics like what do healthy relationships look like? How do we get people to listen to consent education? We're having a workshop on salve making, doing a nature walk in beautiful Dillingham. Super excited for that. We'll do a picnic bonfire on the beach. We're going to have a suicide prevention discussion. Like, what does it look like to support people going through serious mental health challenges? What can we do? As youth leaders, you know, where can we learn to support ourselves, learn to support others, and get those affirming messages of care and information about services into our communities? So we'll get to do a really excellent mix of fun research. We're going to be developing content for our socials about what youth leadership looks like in each of our homes. And then sharing out just messages directly from youth in each of our groups. It's going to be a really awesome time.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Like Taylor mentioned, I've been to Lead On, and it's a great opportunity for youth leadership all around Alaska to come together. So there's a lot of representation from the road system, and I feel like the Dillingham group and the Bethel group, and I think there was a Scammon group a few years back, They don't often have that opportunity to come together and talk about what it's like to be youth leaders within these smaller communities, off the road system with potentially fewer resources. And so to bring them all together and have those conversations and, you know, work as one like Western Alaska unit is very exciting. And I'm feeling thrilled for you guys.
Yeah, and we're calling it Wake Up, the Western Alaska Youth Conference for Upstream Prevention. So hopefully, depending on how this year goes, we'll have Wake Up every year. Hopefully, we'll see.
Awesome. That sounds so great. And like such a great opportunity for the Bethel TAV kids, as well as the groups in King mm-hmm. Salmon and in Dillingham, and, you know, in the future, hopefully more of Western Alaska.
Yeah. And I'm really hoping next month on the show, we'll sort of have a report out from a couple of the attendees. I'm hoping a couple of the TAV members can come and talk about how it went.
That sounds really great. And I'm very excited to hear more about that, mm-hmm. especially from the youths as they, you know, tell their side of the story and like how they are feeling about this new thing that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that you want to talk about as we, you know, close up for today?
I really would encourage people to follow TAV on socials. Like I said, we're just about to drop our logo update that the teens designed. And there's some really like fun, beautiful meaning and color, and it's going to be a great update. That'll help us launch our new youth campaign, which will feature quotes and information from TAV leaders about what safety means to them, what healthy relationships look like to them, and a bunch of other violence prevention specific topics. And then don't forget, we've got the Teen Center Wednesdays in June and Movie Night Fridays all throughout the summer. If you are a teen or you know a teen and you would like something free and fun to do, come to the Teen Center, join us at TAV, and we can show you how cool and fun it is.
Awesome. And then if someone is looking for more information on TAV, if they are a teen or they know a teen or they're the parent to a teen, what's the best way to get more information or to join TAV if that's what they want to do?
Absolutely. So we have tav@twcpeace.org. That is an email address that reaches me and our youth advocates.
That's T-A-A-V?
T-A-A-V at twcpeace.org, or you can call my cell specifically as the youth services manager. I have all the information you'd ever need and more, and that's 907-545-6305. Come join us, ask questions for your teen, ask questions for yourself. I've literally, from posters at the library, had teens email me, like, we've got a Discord, like, whatever. We monitor our Insta and Facebook messages. However you see us, you can get in touch with us, and we've got all the information and would love for you to join.
Amazing. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Peace Talk here on KYUK 640 AM. We love having TWC on. We love having Taylor on, giving this great information out and you know, building the future leaders of Bethel.
Absolutely. They're amazing. Check out everything TAP does.
Thank you so much. And
talk to you next month.
Thank you for listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Listen online at kyuk.org or tune in live every Wednesday at 10 a.m. right here on KYUK.